Chapter 20. By now, apostrophe said a grinder, suddenly interrupting. She's coming up here, as I be alive. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the two grinders stood and regarded Cytherea, as if she had been a ship tacking into a harbor, nearly stopping the mill in their new interest. Stylish accoutrements about the head and shoulders, to my thinking, apostrophe said the clerk. Sheen and curls, and plenty o'em. Apostrophe, if there's one kind of pride more excusable than another in a young woman, 'tis being proud of her hair, apostrophe said Mr. Springrove. Dear man, the pride there is only a small piece o' the whole. I warrant now, though she can show such a figure, she had a stick o' furniture to call her own. Apostrophe, apostrophe, come, clerk Cricket, let the maid be a maid, while she is a maid, apostrophe said Farmer Springrove chivalrously. Oh, apostrophe replied the servant of the church, I've nothing to say against it, oh no. The chimney sweeper's daughter Sue, as I have heard declare, oh, although she's neither sock nor shoe will curl and deck her hair, oh. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Cytherea was rather disconcerted at finding that the gradual cessation of the chopping of the mill was on her account, and still more when she saw all the cider maker's eyes fixed upon her except Mr. Springrove's, whose natural delicacy restrained him. She neared the plot of grass, but instead of advancing further, hesitated on its border. Mr. Springrove perceived her embarrassment, which was relieved when she saw his old established figure coming across to her, wiping his hands in his apron. I know your errand, Miss Cy, apostrophe he said, and I'm glad to see you, and attend to it. I'll step indoors. Apostrophe, if you are busy I am in no hurry for a minute or two, apostrophe said Cytherea. Then if so be you really wouldn't mind, we'll ring down this last filling, to let it drain all night? Apostrophe, apostrophe, not at all. I like to see you. Apostrophe, we are only just grinding down the yearly pickthongs and griffins, apostrophe continued the farmer, in a half-apologetic tone for detaining by his cider-making any well-dressed woman. They rot as black as a chimney crook, if we keep 'em till the regulars turn in. Apostrophe, apostrophe, as he spoke he went back to the press, Cytherea keeping at his elbow. I'm later than I should have been by rights, apostrophe he continued, taking up a lever for propelling the screw, and beckoning to the men to come forward. The truth is, my son Edward had promised to come today, and I made preparations, but instead of him comes a letter. London, September the 18th. Dear father, says he, and went on to tell me he couldn't. It threw me out a bit. Apostrophe, of course, apostrophe said Cytherea. He's got a place of leave? Apostrophe, apostrophe said the clerk, drawing near. No, poor mortal fellow, no. He tried for this one here, you know, but couldn't manage to get it. I don't know the rights o' the matter, but willy-nilly they wouldn't have him for steward. Now mates, form in line. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Springrove, the clerk, the grinders, and Gad, all ranged themselves behind the lever of the screw, and walked round like soldiers wheeling. The man that the old queen have got, is a man you can hardly get upon your tongue to gainsay, by the look on, apostrophe rejoined Clerk Cricket. One o' them people, that can contrive to be thought no worse o' for stealing a horse than another man for looking over hedge at en, apostrophe said a grinder. Well, he's all there as steward, and is quite the gentleman no doubt about that. Apostrophe, apostrophe, so would my Ted Hobbin, for the matter o' that, apostrophe the farmer said. That's true. A would, sir. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I said, I'll give Ted a good education, if it do cost me my eyes, and I would have done it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, eh, that he would so, apostrophe said the chorus of assistants solemnly. But he took to books and drawing naturally, and cost very little, and as they wind up the women folk catched up a match between him and his cousin. Apostrophe, apostrophe, when's the wedding to be, Mr. Springrove? Apostrophe, apostrophe, uncertain but soon, I suppose. Edward, you see, can do anything pretty nearly, and yet can't get a straightforward living. I wish sometimes I had kept him here, and let professions go. But he was such a one for the pencil. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he dropped the lever in the hedge, and turned to his visitor. Now then, Miss Sy, if you'll come indoors, please. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Gadweedy looked with a placid criticism at Cytherea as she withdrew with the farmer. I could tell by the tongue of her that she didn't take her degrees in our county, apostrophe, he said in an undertone. The railways have left you lonely here, apostrophe, she observed, when they were indoors. Save the withered old flies, which were quite tame from the solitude, not a being was in the house. Nobody seemed to have entered it since the last passenger had been called out to mount the last stagecoach that had run by. Yes, the inn and I seem almost a pair of fossils, apostrophe the farmer replied, looking at the room, and then at himself. Oh, Mr. Springrove, apostrophe said Cytherea, suddenly recollecting herself. I am much obliged to you for recommending me to Miss Aldcliffe. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she began to warm towards the old man. There was in him a gentleness of disposition which reminded her of her own father. Recommending? Not at all, miss. Ted, that's my son Ted, said a fellow draftsman of his had a sister who wanted to be doing something in the world, and I mentioned it to the housekeeper, that's all. Eh, I miss my son very much. Apostrophe, she kept her back to the window, that he might not see her rising color. Yes, apostrophe, he continued, sometimes I can't help feeling uneasy about him. You know, he seems not made for a town life exactly. He gets very queer over it sometimes, I think. Perhaps he'll be better when he's married to Adelaide. Apostrophe, apostrophe, a half-impatient feeling arose in her, like that which possesses a sick person, when he hears a recently struck hour struck again by a slow clock. As he had lived further on. Everything depends upon whether he loves her, apostrophe, she said tremulously. He used to, he doesn't show it so much now, but that's because he's older. You see, it was several years ago they first walked together as young man and young woman. She's altered too from what she was when he first courted her. Apostrophe, apostrophe, how, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh, she's more sensible by half. When he used to write to her, she'd creep up the lane and look back over her shoulder, and slide out the letter, and read a word and stand in thought looking at the hills and seeing none. Then the cuckoo would cry away, the letter would slip, and she'd start wife right at the mere bird, and have a red skin before the quickest man among ye could say, blood rush up. Apostrophe, he came forward with the money, and dropped it into her hand. His thoughts were still with Edward, and he absently took her little fingers in his as he said, earnestly and ingenuously, 'Tis so seldom I get a gentlewoman to speak to, that I can't help speaking to you, Miss Gray, on my fears for Edward. I sometimes am afraid that he'll never get on, that he'll die poor and despised under the worst mental conditions, a keen sense of having been passed in the race by men whose brains are nothing to his own, all through his seeing too far into things, being discontented with makeshifts, thinking of perfection in things, and then sickened that there's no such thing as perfection. I shan't be sorry to see him marry, since it may settle him down and do him good. ... We'll hope for the best. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he let go her hand, and accompanied her to the door saying, if you should care to walk this way and talk to an old man once now and then, it will be a great delight to him, Miss Gray. Good evening to ye. Look. A thunderstorm is brewing, be quick home. Or shall I step up with you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, thank you, Mr. Springrove. Good evening, apostrophe, she said in a low voice, and hurried away. One thought still possessed her, Edward had trifled with her love. 4:05 to 6 p.m. She followed the road into a bower of trees, overhanging it so densely that the pass appeared like a rabbit's burrow, and presently reached a side entrance to the park. The clouds rose more rapidly than the farmer had anticipated. The sheep moved in a trail, and complained incoherently. Livid gray shades, like those of the modern French painters, made a mystery of the remote and dark parts of the vista, and seemed to insist upon a suspension of breath. Before she was halfway across the park, the thunder rumbled distinctly. The direction in which she had to go would take her close by the old manor house. The air was perfectly still, and between each low rumble of the thunder behind, she could hear the roar of the waterfall before her, and the creak of the engine among the bushes hard by it. Hurrying on, with a growing dread of the gloom, and of the approaching storm, she drew near the old house, now rising before her against the dark foliage and sky in tones of strange whiteness. On the flight of steps, which descended from a terrace in front to the level of the park, stood a man. He appeared, partly from the relief the position gave to his figure, and partly from fact, to be of towering height. He was dark in outline, and was looking at the sky, with his hands behind him. It was necessary for Cytherea to pass directly across the line of his front. She felt so reluctant to do this, that she was about to turn under the trees out of the path, and enter it again at a point beyond the old house. But he had seen her, and she came on mechanically, unconsciously averting her face a little, and dropping her glance to the ground. Her eyes unswervingly lingered along the path until they fell upon another path branching in a right line from the path she was pursuing. It came from the steps of the old house. I am exactly opposite him now, apostrophe she thought, and his eyes are going through me. Apostrophe, a clear masculine voice said, at the same instant, are you afraid? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she, interpreting his question by her feelings at the moment, assumed himself to be the object of fear, if any. I don't think I am, apostrophe she stammered. He seemed to know that she thought in that sense. Of the thunder, I mean, apostrophe he said, not of myself. Apostrophe, she must turn to him now. I think it is going to rain, apostrophe she remarked for the sake of saying something. He could not conceal his surprise and admiration of her face and bearing. He said courteously, it may possibly not rain before you reach the house, if you are going there? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, I am, apostrophe, may I walk up with you? It is lonely under the trees. Apostrophe, no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, fearing his courtesy arose from a belief that he was addressing a woman of higher station than was hers, she added, I am Miss Alcliffe's companion. I don't mind the loneliness. Apostrophe, oh, Miss Alcliffe's companion. Then will you be kind enough to take a subscription to her? She sent to me this afternoon to ask me to become a subscriber to her society, and I was out. Of course I'll subscribe, if she wishes it. I take a great interest in the society. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Miss Alcliffe will be glad to hear that, I know. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. Let me see, what society did she say it was? I am afraid I haven't enough money in my pocket, and yet it would be a satisfaction to her to have practical proof of my willingness. I'll get it, and be out in 1 minute. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he entered the house, and was at her side again within the time he had named. This is it, apostrophe, he said pleasantly. She held up her hand. The soft tips of his fingers brushed the palm of her glove as he placed the money within it. She wondered why his fingers should have touched her. I think after all, apostrophe he continued, that the rain is upon us, and will drench you before you reach the house. Yes. See there. Apostrophe, he pointed to a round wet spot as large as a nasturtium leaf, which had suddenly appeared upon the white surface of the step. You had better come into the porch. It is not nearly night yet. The clouds make it seem later than it really is. Apostrophe, apostrophe, heavy drops of rain, followed immediately by a forked flash of lightning, and sharp rattling thunder compelled her, willingly or no, to accept his invitation. She ascended the steps, stood beside him just within the porch, and for the first time obtained a series of short views of his person, as they waited there in silence. He was an extremely handsome man, well-formed, and well-dressed, of an age which seemed to be 2 or 3 years less than 30. The most striking point in his appearance was the wonderful, almost preternatural, clearness of his complexion. There was not a blemish or speck of any kind to mar the smoothness of its surface or the beauty of its hue. Next, his forehead was square and broad, his brows straight and firm, his eyes penetrating and clear. By collecting the round of expressions they gave forth, a person who... Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.